Well, thanks, Themesters, and welcome back to the Bob and Ray Show. It's beautiful as we look out the huge Bob and Ray picture window.
And looking out the window, too, is our great Bob and Ray bird. We had somebody sent a picture the other day that they thought looked like the bird, but it doesn't.
I wish the bird wouldn't peck at that window like that. I mean, that's an expensive piece of glass.
Yeah,
I think it costs us about $75 to put that thing in.
Is that windproof? Because we're getting in a cold season, you know.
Spike.
Bird, that's nice.
Will you move the bird back, Wallace?
Okay, Spike.
Thank you, Wallace. A small helper there. And
it's okay, Ray. Understand?
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't try it.
I even mentioned it.
Careful.
Let's see.
This is Way. This is your Studio 26, home of the Bob and Ray Show. Uh-huh. Over there you have your sound effects turntable, your record turntable, your tape machine.
Well, it hasn't changed his PO in years.
In there you have your appliance booth, which of course is empty. There you have your...
It has the same jokes over your
table, too. Are there any questions to this point?
You know, he sounds like you, Bob.
I know. Well, I did do that kind of work in one time. You step this way, we'll take you down to...
Mail from
the mail room. Show you how mail is processed.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let's see.
Wait this way.
Any comments? Let's see. No, they're gone. Okay.
That is kind of an unhappy interruption, but anyway, we're up to our first feature, and here's the theme for it. This is Sergeant Ben Royster, and this is your Army Amateur Hour. Here on the flight deck of the aircraft carrier Flywheel, I see our first amateurs ready for a try for the coveted Drill Talent Award. The finals will be held at the Army Frogman School at Everglades Field, October 17th. Step up here, Captain, and tell us your name.
Well, I'm Seaman Second Class Holly Lester.
Good. Tell me, are you stationed on this ship, Captain?
No, I'm on a detached service from a torpedo boat. We're alongside the flywheel for repairs, sir.
I'll just see that you don't need to weigh any of those torpedoes around here, Lieutenant. Now, what talent do you bring to the deck of the flywheel, mate?
Well, I do an imitation of a tunnel policeman. Attending to his duties during the day.
Well, what method do you use to get the hollow voice effect that we so often associate with tunnels, Captain?
Well, I kind of do it by holding my head in the empty brass casing of a 16-inch shell.
Well, imitations are always effective, so here's Pharmacist Mate Harley Lester imitating a tunnel policeman while his head is in an empty shell. Go right ahead.
All right, keep moving. That's right, 15 feet apart. Dim your lights, buddy. Be 15 feet apart. That's it, 15 feet apart. 15 is the magic number here. Yeet, crash. All right, let's bring this traffic to a halt. All right, it's nothing serious. We'll all be moving along in a second here. Just as soon as the wrecker shows up, we'll all be moving. And when we do, stay 15 feet apart. Resume your speed. Stay 15.
All right. That was mighty fine, Seaman First Class Harley Lester. And it didn't escape me that what you did was more of a vignette than an imitation.
How do I make the semifinal, Sergeant?
No, there's a rule against vignettes on the show, but you're eligible for our next show to be held up in Fairbanks. So thank you. Captain, and now I see our next contestant is, my card says, Vice Admiral Hector Ravenswood Parsley. Did I get that right, mate?
Well, I'm Vice Admiral Hector Ravenswood Parsley.
Well, all right, well, let's get on with the show, sailor. Now, what talent do you have that you think will bring you closer to the coveted Drill Talent Award?
Well, I got this weather balloon from the boys in meteorology last year, and I found that by blowing up the balloon, I could...
Oh, wait a minute. Are you going to make music from a balloon, mate?
Why, yes.
Well, that's an old stunt, and we like originality on the show, so I doubt if you'll even reach the quarterfinals. What tune can you get out of it, mister?
Well, I've been practicing on Smiles. You know the one... You know how that goes.
Yes, all right. Well, let's get on with it. Don't want to keep you up here too long. Here's Hector Parsley playing Smiles on a Balloon. Cancel your pension, Admiral. You may know how to run a boat, but the mysteries of the musical balloon obviously escape you. So go take a dip, Admiral. And this is Sergeant Ben Royster bidding you goodbye from the flight deck of the carrier flywheel. We'll be talking to you next time from Glover Field in Fairbanks, home of the famed 122nd Payroll Financial Section. See you then.
Dum-dum-dum-dum. Hey, would you let that fly right over there, please?
Bonjour, I am Jacques Leroy, expert on the stereophonic phonograph. I will now clear up this whole subject. S'il vous plaît, listen to ordinary stereo. A girl crossing the street. Eh bien, now on Columbia Stereo 1. That was a pretty girl crossing the street. Quelle différence! The fantastic Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph gives you all the realism and excitement of a live performance. In a moment, mademoiselle. Oh, la la. Oh, pardon. You see, only Columbia has exclusive stereo projection. Not just a few separated speakers, I know, but multiple speakers that send interlocking circles of sound through every inch of the room. See the Columbia phonograph man tout suite. Columbia Stereo 1 portable start at $39.95, cancels from $129.95. Attendez, ma chérie! Wait for me!
Axel. Well, Mary, what's new? How are things going up at the Mary Magoon Inn?
Yes, have you arrived at any decision in regard to entertainment there? Or?
No, well, I'm still working on whether to have it a la carte or what.
Well, I
think I'm definitely going to have it a la carte. In other words, if you want a shrimp cocktail...
You pay for it.
You pay for it. And if you want whatever would be the main entree, you pay for that. Or if you just want the entree, that's all you'd pay for.
I think that's
dessert.
Good,
pay for
it too. Sure.
Sunshine, anything like that, separate, you pay for it.
Wallace,
or if you have a shampoo, for instance.
Well, you're not going to have all those features up there, are you?
What?
Oh, shoeshine and shampoo and
yes. We'll have all those services.
Oh, that's more than we...
It's going to be more than just a restaurant. Oh, it's going to be a swinging inn, buddy.
Yeah, a real emporium. To present entertainment, we were speaking with Wallace, our assistant, before the show, and he has something...
Give him a big build-up, will you?
He has something he'd like to audition for you today if you have time to listen.
Mary, I have a little group, you know.
Get a little jazz group together.
No wide tracks on a little. I mean, just a few pieces.
All right, it's a tiny jazz group.
All I want it for.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
I'm going to go home with a fat lip.
So could you, you want to listen to how they sound when he...
Well, all right, and then, don't you sing, Wallace?
Yeah, every once in a while, I turn from directing the band and let blast a note. They sing out.
Quite an unusual effect. We were listening to it a while ago. Why don't you, give them the
gun? Let's go. A one, a two.
How do you like it, Mary?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Wait a minute, he's turning around again.
Okay, fellas, practice.
Boy, that's a swinging group you got there, Wallace. But I didn't think...
My throat. I'm going to have to write notes for a while.
That is kind of hard in your throat, but it's an unusual effect, don't you think, Mary?
Well, yes, but I don't know as that would go up in many...
Maybe that might scare the people away a little bit.
Well, it's different, and it's certainly better than all those vamps.
I guess it is. Well, I think you better keep working on that before you make any decisions, though.
All right, fine.
And now, important news about fast relief for cold misery.
Bob, that kind of news is always important, especially when it comes from four-way cold tablets.
Meet lovely Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Hello. All this emotion pictures simply dread colds. Imagine trying to give a top performance with head and body aching and that awful feverish feeling. I have to fight cold miseries fast.
How do you do that, Miss Freeman?
At the first sign of a cold, I take Marvelous Four-Way Cold Tablets. Four-Way's the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of nasty virus colds.
You're right. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved Four-Way fastest acting. In minutes, Four-Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four-Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Get Four-Way cold tablets today, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries so you begin to feel better right away. Four-Way, only 29 cents.
And now a word from our award-winning roving correspondent, Wally Ballou, who's on top of a situation in Long Island Sound. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Lee Ballou speaking. I'm on a power launch on Long Island Sound about 4 miles out and a little east and north of Old Safehole. And I'm watching a boat die.
Are all the passengers safely in lifeboats, Wally?
Well, this is a 34-foot array owned by advertising executive Ham Beckersley.
What's the name of the craft?
She's called the Blue Memo.
Uh-huh.
34-foot, lap-straight constructed overnighter, sleeps 8 to 9 if you pull the deck out.
Have you been able to ascertain what kind of accident occurred, Wally?
Well, we're anchored here just a few feet from the Blue Memo, and if I hold up the mic...
Mm-hmm.
I think you're getting it now.
What are those noises I hear, Wally?
As far as I can make out, there's a party going on in the cabin of the Blue Memo.
Are those people aware that the Blue Memo is sinking?
Well, the craft is listing about 55 degrees to starboard, so if there's a party going on in the cabin, it's all on one side. Somebody's sure to notice, I think.
Do you know if they sent out any distress signals or anything like that?
I don't know if they sent out any distress signals, but I see a lot of flares burning in the cabin.
They must be cold, then.
No, it's about 94 out here.
Well, is anyone up on the flying bridge?
All I can make out up there is I see a lot of packages of suitcases. Same goes for the dinghy filled up with packages.
Well, look, maybe you'd better warn them, Wally. Tell them they're sinking.
All right, I'll try. Ahoy there! Ahoy on the Blue Memo. I'd like to talk to the skipper.
I'm Beckersley, the skipper. The office send you what?
No, sir, I'm out here covering...
Covering
the sinking of your boat.
Look, if I throw you a dollar, will you bring back some ice? I think we're a little short of cocktail dip, too. Hey, bring back some coasters. All the tables around here are getting dirty.
Well, sir, your boat, the Blue Memo, is sinking.
And I don't care if the coasters don't have anything funny written on them. Any kind will do.
Sir, your stern is underwater.
I could have you removed from a big street for that remark. Hey, George, get me a compass. I want to wrap a dollar bill around it and throw it to the guy out there.
Yes, but Mr. Beckersley...
Well, what's happening, Artie?
Well, the Blue Memo just gave a lurch, and now she's listing practically 90 degrees. And now the stern is dropping lower, and there she goes. There goes the Blue Memo, ladies and gentlemen, the deep sink.
George, you got that compass yet? Good. Hey, now listen, you memorize this. Ice, cocktail tip, coasted. And if you got any money left over, bring back a raft. I think we're missing a boat here.
Certainly, sir.
Hey, Wally, what's the picture out there now, really?
Summer dies hard, Ray. Now, that's the story from me for today.
And thank you, Wally Ballou, for your thrilling word picture of the sinking of the Blue Memo.
Got a lot of big features planned for the latter part of this month and the early part of October.
Well, if you think you've got big features for the latter part of this month, you ought to stand by and see what a tremendous big feature we're going to have for all you folks listening in just 10 seconds. Okay, fun-loving people, here we are back again for the secret word. Uncle Bob?
Tintinabulation.
Tintinabulation. Hope you all have a nice weekend. Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Date the stars every Sunday on the Mitch Miller Show over the CBS Radio Network.